Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, all my soldiers in success. It is your host and your money coach, Miss Kalisha. I'm here to answer one of my most frequently asked questions every tax year. When to expect your refund if you claim the Earned Income Tax Credit or Additional Child Tax Credit. So I'm going to share with you an article from December that was released on the IRS website. Also note down in the description box, there will be a link to this exact article that you can read for yourself and share with your friends and family so that everyone is on the same page about when and what to expect based on certain tax law. So if you claim the Earned Income Tax Credit or the Additional Child Tax Credit, you can expect to get your refund March 1st if, and I'm going to stop right there because, again, as I just mentioned, I am reading this directly from the IRS website, which means I do not want you to hold me to this date, hold the IRS accountable to this date. And if things change or improve, I'll be sure to come back and let you know. But for right now, this is what they are stating. If you file your return online, you choose to get your refund by direct deposit, and they have found no issues with your return, if you have those other credits, including the American Opportunity Tax Credit, which is basically your education credit for those in college or trade school, that could also impact the timing of your refund. But I'll go on and share with you what they have said. Again, March 1st is the date that I'm seeing here online that I'm going to share with you both verbally, and I'm going to drop the link so that you can see it for yourself. And again, we will just all continue to monitor this together. Okay, so however, some taxpayers may see their refunds a few days earlier. The best thing to do is to always use the check, where's my refund, or your personalized refund date. Additionally, your financial institution, meaning your bank, may need more time to accept your direct deposit or issue a debit card. Many institutions do not process payments on weekends or holidays. So if you file early, be aware of both federal and local holidays that may affect how soon you get your refund. So the IRS goes on to share why they hold your refund, and I'll get to that for you in a moment. But I'm just going to remind you as what they're stating here. I'm going to reiterate it to you. Remember to use that Where's My Refund app or the IRS To Go app to continue to check of your refund. It says that the IRS will update these applications for most early income tax for most early filers who have the Earned Income Tax Credit, the Child Tax Credit, with an estimated deposit date by February 19th if you file your taxes early. We update both applications once a day, usually overnight. I know we've all seen that message. That is standard language that you see when you log into the Where's My Refund app or onto the website. And again, I'm just here to share this information with you because, again, this is the number one question I get from most taxpayers every year. And I just like to have a way to relay the information to you based on what I'm seeing here. And again, the IRS can make new laws and update laws every single day. So this could change. However, as it stands right now, based on their most recent post, this is what they're projecting and predicting. Okay? So the PATH Act that you've heard me mention that causes this delay is called Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes Act. Okay? And these are the laws that made these changes to tax law effective. What it does is it causes a refund delay. Again, if you claim the Earned Income Tax Credit or the Additional Child Tax Credit, they cannot issue your refund before mid-February. Again, I'm quoting right from their website. You can also read that information for yourself. Your Social Security number. You and your spouse and all qualifying children or relatives you claim on your tax return must have a valid Social Security number that was issued before the due date of that year that you're filing, including for an extension. So this also applies to earned income tax credits or claims for earned income tax credits that you have made on your tax return when you amend your return or file your original return. So again, I'm just sharing what I see here. It can always change. For the most part, we know the IRS doesn't open up until towards the last week or so of January. Typically around mid-February is when we started to see some of the changes that surround the PATH Act and causes those delays. That's when we start to see those updates online because, again, by law, they cannot release your refund prior to the middle of February based on the PATH Act. So again, just here to drop a little nugget, make it a little easier for you. Continue to use the Where's My Refund website and or the IRS To Go app to track and monitor your personal refund information. As I always tell you, this is like Players Club. Don't trust anybody's information but your own. Doesn't matter what your girlfriend's status is. Doesn't matter what your mother's status is. Doesn't matter what anybody else's status is. You want to look at your own individual tax reporting and accounting records, which is on the IRS website for you, and make sure that you are still being bankable. I thank you for tuning in. I am your host and money coach, Ms. Kalisha, CEO and founder of Ms. Tax Lady, licensed Michigan real estate agent, notary, and paralegal. Feel free to drop a text to me at 734-221-3906 if you have any additional questions about what this refund timing and delay could mean for you. Also note, down in the description box, there's a link to the full article that you can forward and share to all your loved ones to make sure that they all have the same information. Again, I honor you, I value you, I appreciate you, I affirm you. You are bold, you are beautiful, you are brilliant, and you are bankable. Be well.